All right, let's now draw our attention to the Heidelberg Catechism. And the same books you have in front of you are the same three forms of unity books on page 47. The Heidelberg Catechism also summarizes the Christian faith. It helps us to understand what the Bible teaches in its whole. And we are going through the Lord's Prayer together. We have arrived at the second petition of that well-known, most famous prayer in all the Bible, the Lord's Prayer. We focus on three words, your kingdom come. So this is Lord's Day 48, question and answer 123. So let's respond to the question. What is the second petition? Your kingdom come. That is, so us by your word and spirit, that we submit ourselves to you always more and more. Preserve and increase your church. Destroy the works of the devil, every power that exalts itself against you, all your wicked devices formed against your holy word. Fullness of your kingdom come, wherein you shall be all in all. Congregation, when we pray those three words, your kingdom come, we're asking for at least three things. We desire to look more like Christ in our lives. We are asking for Christ to build up his church. And we are also asking Christ to tear down the works of the devil. When we look at our fallen world, we say, yeah, this is not the way it should be. We see crime, we see horrendous things taking place, war, among other things that are evil. This is where death, disease, and evil are the norm. But with God's kingdom, that's where we see all that beginning to change. When you hear the word kingdom, you should think of the word restoration. God's kingdom is all about Christ's restorative reign over all creation. When Christ healed those broken down by the fall, those ridden by disease, the lepers, the crippled, when he saw those broken down by the fall physically, he healed them, but to proclaim this message, the world is not the way it should be, but I will guarantee to make all things new. My work, says Christ, will bring about this new redemption, this new creation. But it begins first with my church, with my people responding to the call of the gospel to repent. And those who come to Christ are restored in heart and soul, aligning themselves in fellowship with the God that they once rejected. So the beginning of that healing, the restoration, begins in the church, the ministry of the gospel. But it is not until Christ returns that we will end or cease to pray those three words, your kingdom come. But as of now, when we look at our own lives, we can see much about ourselves that is not the way it should be. Whether physically or spiritually, we long for Christ to make all things new. And this prayer teaches us to submit ourselves more to Christ. We are giving up of our pride so that we can reflect more of his character, surrendering our fears over to his sovereign care, putting to death our old nature by putting on his tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering, as Paul says in Colossians 3. And when we look at the church as a whole, big picture, we also can see, we can say how there are many things about the church that are not the way they should be. Too much division, too many false gospels, too many scandals, too many false believers. There are more tares that are growing alongside the wheat. But our eyes don't always tell, our eyes do not tell the truth. Instead, we trust in Christ's promise because it is Christ who said, I will build my church. And the church will not be defeated by the gates of hell. Despite the wolves in sheep's clothing, Christ is the good shepherd. And he says, all of his sheep will hear his voice. And so when we pray, your kingdom come, we pray your kingdom come because every second we spend waiting for Christ to return, there is still more work to be done, more souls to pray for, until all of his people are brought home to him. And again, when we look at the world, we most certainly can say there is much about it that is not the way it should be. The one spearheading man's rebellion against God is the one whom Paul calls the God of this age. He is the father of lies. He is the one who prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The devil. While his rage may be intimidating, at the same time, he may convince us that the wrong often seems so strong, this is still our Father's world. And our Father rules through his Son, Jesus Christ, who has already started the countdown of the devil's ruin and final defeat. That countdown started the moment the tomb became empty on that third day. The Bible says the devil knows his time is short, which is why his rage is still burning within him. But ultimately, he prowls around in defeat. More than that, everything that he does to rebel against God and his authority will be used to increase, to preserve his church. So when we pray, "Your kingdom come," we do so in complete confidence that Christ is who he says he is. Christ will do as he promised he will do. He will complete what he has begun. Christ is currently building his church, starting with you, along with the rest of his church. And as he builds up his church, he will also tear down the works of the devil. And one day, he will complete that. And that is our hope. And we pray, "Thy kingdom come." Amen.